Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Thanks for checking in. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The House has passed legislation that would impose a 90% tax on bonuses paid to employees of companies receiving at least $5 billion in bailout funds. The measure, if it does become law, would affect AIG, which was criticized for granting bonuses to senior executives. The measure now moves to the Senate. Two U.S. Navy vessels collided Friday in the Strait of Hormuz near Iran. The Navy says at least 15 sailors on one vessel were slightly injured, while a fuel tank on the other vessel ruptured, spilling 25,000 gallons of diesel into the Persian Gulf. The incident is under investigation. The Strait of Hormuz is one of the busiest waterways in the world. In a video message today, President Obama offered Iran, quote, the promise of a new beginning that is grounded in mutual respect. The message is a dramatic shift in tone from that of the George W. Bush administration, which labeled Iran part of an axis of evil. No immediate response from Tehran, but Iran's president said last month that his country would welcome talks with the United States in a fair atmosphere with mutual respect. Pirates are at it again in the waters off Somalia. This time they captured a Greek cargo ship in the Gulf of Aden. Greek merchant marine officials say the ship was en route to South Korea with a load of iron. Pirating off the coast of Somalia has been on the rise in recent years. The bandits are said to be Somalian fishermen. A kinder and gentler IRS? Well, tomorrow the federal tax agency is going to offer free tax preparation assistance at hundreds of sites nationwide. People who earn $42,000 or less are eligible for that service. In addition, the IRS says it'll work to set up payment option plans for those financially unable to pay their tax bills. On Broadway last night, as you can see, they dimmed the lights to honor actress Natasha Richardson. As you know, she died after suffering a brain injury while skiing in Canada. There are now new questions about the medical attention Richardson received immediately after her fall. A Toronto newspaper says paramedics dispatched to the ski slopes were turned away before they could check on Richardson. The resort says it will cooperate with any investigation. That's a quick look at your headlines right now. Please stick with us here at CNN and CNN.com Live as we bring you these stories and the updates throughout the day.